Hi, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Thanks for coming to the Preemption Broadcast Podomatic. Listen, on this site, we will continue to put up a weekly series on the rise of Homo Satanus, the weekly series on discernment, ESP versus HSP, and also Psy Wars. Now, some of the sessions will begin to be put on PreemptionBroadcast.com. That's where all the archives will be. So if you can't find something here to download, you can go to preemptionbroadcast.com and or go to shatterthedarkness.net, which is the main site of all of everything that we do. Don't forget Monday night, Wednesday night, Friday night live show at 6 p.m. and also Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Sunday night we have a two-hour live show with Chad and Collins that begins at 11 p.m. All of that information can be found on the ShatterTheDarkness.net site. Listen, this might be by providence, the providence of God, that you're checking into this session. This is the rise of Homo Satanus. We're dealing with Antichristu, the Antichrist. We're dealing with session number 14 that involves the occult birth or the counterfeit incarnation. Very vital for us to understand in the backdrop. Let me say, first of all, that I do welcome those of the ancient brotherhood and Satanists and real Luciferians all across the United States, Canada, and throughout Europe. And so I would say welcome to those, listen, downloading from in Russia and the Czech Republic, Austria, across Germany, France, Spain, England, Finland, Norway, all over the European area. And the reason I want to say a special welcome to all of you there is that, again, in my opinion, the Antichrist is alive, not yet revealed to the world, not yet he has not had his apocalypse. We have not come to the great chaos and anarchy yet, and so he has not come to his public appearance as, in the first view, as savior of the world. Let me tell you something. He will be the most supernatural human being in all of history outside of Christ himself. We're not talking about the anti-Buddha, anti-Muhammad, anti-Quetzalcoatl. We're talking about the, instead of, anti-Christ. So everything about him is about replacement. He's coming as 2,000 years ago the prophet Daniel spoke about. He's going to make war on the saints. He's going to be a stern-faced king. He's going to have eyes that look like the eyes of a man. He's going to be birthed and live by incredible supernatural power, and it will only be a supernatural power that will be able to bring him down. Humanity, no matter what it does, cannot do this. Now, the precursors to the acceptance of Antichrist into the world are going to be the great chaos that levels everything, that forces the world into the crying need of someone, please save us. On the other hand, the precursors of the New Age movement and of the spirituality that presents the lethal dark side as an angel of light. Layer upon layer. This is the way of the left-hand path. You know, inch by inch, frog in the kettle, you know, incremental approach. Little by little by little, the world has been cooked, my friends. It has been cooked spiritually and is being guided to a globalism that could not happen without the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who have set their hearts against the personal living God and have joined the agenda. So to the Luciferians and the Satanists and the Brotherhooders that I know listen and that have emailed and that have engaged, well, let me say something. You can write to me and let me know what we say here, whether you feel it's what you know goes on. Some of the insights that I'm going to share with you, I'm just going to simply report to you, come from those from the underground, from those who are part of that deep, dark underground that understand that all of it is by a secret power of lawlessness a incredible supernatural secret power that is supernaturally operative. We are right now in unprecedented supernatural and spiritual ramping up. But, my friends, we've not seen anything yet. There will be such supernatural sign, wonder, and miracle that side will seek to deceive even the elect, if that were possible. We're talking about the Antichrist. We're talking about counterfeit. I'm going to say again that among the New Agers, all the way down into the depths of deep Luciferians, bloodline, transgenerational, multinational Luciferians, who are convinced that the fallen cherub is the being of light, no doubt in the core of leadership they have met and seen and engaged. They both stand in fear, but also in awe, because they have opened themselves through the incremental and now and almost irreversible grip by the fallen cherub, led 1/3 of the angelic host in rebellion against God, led the fall of the human race. With arrogance, he stood, Matthew chapter 4, in defiance of Christ, seeking to get Jesus Christ to bow down and worship him. I don't know if you understand that he is finite. No matter what the power, he is finite. The finite cannot overtake the infinite. Now, as we look at the occult birth, let me just mention a few things. For many of you that have studied the concepts of the Babylon working, Jack Parsons, you know, out in the desert with his magic ceremonies and rituals. Back in 1946, it was all occurring in the 40s. Massive spiritual doors, incredible doorways were opened when the Babylon working was done, as Jack Parsons, an American rocket scientist. You don't have to be some hidden, obscure individual to be deeply versed in the dark side. There are very, very many, and Satan does seek what he would consider are the elite. Just because you're a rocket scientist, a physicist, or work at NASA, or the NSA, or the CIA, because you might know encryption, ciphers, and many other deep and secret things, none of that gives you the power of discernment, the power to be able to perceive the masquerade that occurs. The spiritual experiences that some of you have received are very similar to Jack Parsons and Ron Hubbard and the rest, even Crowley. Some of the deepest doors open to the other side have been given by Kelly and Dee and Crowley and others. The Babylon working was all about seeking to create a moon child or seeking to create a magical child, the idea of a crossbreed between the dark side and a human being. The concept here was to create from the prostitute, the scarlet woman, a crossbreed, a Babylon working. Now, this is something that many of the undergrounders and chosen ones, they all know about this. They understand the BWBs, the Babylon working babies, those created out of the bloodline, transgenerational, underground Luciferianism, those that believe that the powers are in the genetics of the blood that has come and trickled down from the Nephilim, those who have understood the spirit-to-mind communication that has brought about technology to continue to encourage the concepts of joining pure spirit to human female egg and the creation of a mix. Anybody studying the scriptures can go back to Genesis chapter 6 and you can read about the Nephilim. You can read about the watchers that came down. You've got to understand that the sexual rape, the sexual intercourse that occurred, did create, as the Word of God teaches. There are many other historical writings that bring light to some of what occurred, but the scriptures give simply the fact that Nephilim were on the earth before the flood and then again later, that it occurred later. You can again study the generations after the flood. You can look at the tribes that were not only just highly demonized, but you can look at the tribes that would have been generationally Nephilim. That is, that the original creation of a child, which would have been a crossbreed between a demonic presence and a human being, thus an incarnation of demonic and human. Now, for those who are believers in Scripture and you can't understand that, Western Christians who don't understand how that kind of thing could have occurred, please go back and study the incarnation of Christ. When Mary asked the angel, how would this be? Simply the revelation the angel even knew would be that the Spirit of God, the uncreated, eternal God, the Holy Spirit, would cause the conception. Traducianism is the concept of when a male and female come together and sperm enters into the egg, breaks through, there is a split moment, a flash, an instant where there is all of a sudden what seems to be an explosion. It is the instantaneous creation of a human spirit that fosters the physical. At the moment of conception, life begins. The human spirit and soul is there. The human spirit is the presence, energy, force behind the development of the physical. Every human being is body, soul, and spirit. And when it comes down to human, as God designed in procreation, there is the moment of conception in which everything else ceases and new life begins within the womb. We are told in Psalms 139, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, deep inside the womb. So if you understand biblical revelation, then you know that when it comes to man and woman coming together, there is a genetic mix, there is a DNA mix, there is this combination that brings about the instantaneous birth of the human spirit, which initiates the physical. And 9 months later, from the womb comes the living Braphos. Jesus called the baby, the child, inside the womb, Braphos. He recognized in the womb the living human being. Everything in Scripture would teach life begins at the moment of conception. When it comes to a man and a woman, they birth another full, total human being. When it came to the watchers, the fallen angels that came down, and the conception that occurred would have been spirit from their side to human, demonic to human, and therefore Nephilim, which would have been giants, mutant, transmuted. You could not even call them, nor are they termed fully human in Scripture. They are considered a crossbreed that demonstrate more the demonic than human. Whether they have a human spirit or not, and according to those in the underground, they would not. We see no redemption for the Nephilim because Jesus died for pure humanity. God in human flesh was the combination of fully God and fully man. We have the conception that occurred, which would have been God, infinite God, instantaneously within the womb, the breaking in of that egg, and the combination at that moment of conception is God in human flesh. The development is God in human flesh. The birth is God in human flesh. 700 years prior, there is the proclamation from Isaiah by the Spirit of God that Emmanuel, God in human flesh, would arrive. He is the Logos, the eternal Logos that was with and is and was and always has been God who became flesh for a while. John's Gospel, chapter 1. And Thomas was correct when he got through his doubting, bowed down to the once dead, now resurrected Christ, and declared, "My Lord," capital G, "and my God." Now the demons know that, the elect angels know that, the prophets knew that, the writers of the New Testament know that, but it's all about the revelation of God to man. God has made it known. It's about acceptance or rejection. There are those of you that listen that know the living Christ. You know Him as God. You worship Him. You embrace Him. You know His presence, His power, and everything that the living Scripture speaks about is true. He's coming again. For those who already know the living Christ, you know that not only you know Him, but you're going to see Him face to face. God face to face. In the mix of the coming, the second coming, there is a great battle that continues. And according to the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 24, it will be a battle unlike anything in human history. The spiritual manifestation that brings about the dismantling, disintegration, destabilization, chaos, war, bloodshed, will be literally unprecedented to the point that the world will think that it is being annihilated. As a matter of fact, in the last of the 7 years, Jesus said that if He does not come or cut those days short because of the presence of radical evil and its destructive nature, there would be no human flesh left. My friends, God is Savior from beginning to end. He is the Prince of Peace coming with an age where there will be no war, no rape, no battles, no death. Where the lion will lay down with the lamb. There is a real age coming, and this is what the Spirit of God wants to grip some of you with. Christ, who died on the cross, wielded a power that opened the heavens and give to all of us the possibility of knowing God instantaneously in personal relationship that begins at the moment of a new spiritual birth, a spiritual explosion that occurs inside you when you receive Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. Your dead spirit to God will become alive, the presence of God comes in, the old nature is broken, Satan's rule and reign is removed, and God literally comes into you. You are affected body, soul, and spirit, and the gift of eternal life, indestructible immortality, is unleashed. You see, the new birth is like conception. When life begins, an explosion, a powerful beginning. When new life in Christ comes, it's an explosion, being born again. Life comes in, the life of God, an instantaneous, an immediate relationship because of the blood of Christ and what He's done at the cross. Now listen, for the Satanists and Luciferians, you understand power in the blood. You understand generational bloodlines. For the black flame out there, you understand the desire for Aryan pure blood, which is nothing more than the flex of Nephilim genetics. And you seek that for supernatural enhancement and to master race. Most of you chosen ones clearly understand that. In the mix of all of this, there is the fallen cherub that has desired to annihilate God and take his throne, Isaiah 14. That was the first attempt. There was a second attempt. Revelation chapter 12 reveals clearly that the dragon, the full force of the fallen cherub in all of his enormity and all of his presence, who knows biblical prophecy well, who knows that prophecy always comes true, who aligns what he does in the context of what God says he is doing. Revelation 12 reveals that Satan knew when and where Emmanuel would be born. If you read Revelation 12, you're going to find out clearly and quickly that the fallen cherub was there as the ancient dragon to devour the Christ child. He was there to slaughter Emmanuel in human flesh. He was the instigator behind the death of all those children 2 years old and under, when prophecies out of the Old Testament talked about the destruction of those children, which was the attempt to annihilate Christ. Matthew 4, the great temptation, the attempt to compromise Christ, and the last Adam who stood there representing the human race. You've got to understand that this is God in human flesh, but this is also man. God is now in human flesh. There is a representation by God. There is a representation for the totality of humanity. We have a bloodline from Christ all the way to Adam. There is no Nephilim blood. There is no occult or demonized blood. The conception by the Spirit of God in an instant, in a moment in time. 9 months later, Mary knew Jesus Christ, Yahweh Adonai, now is in human flesh. Born like none other, a life like none other, untainted by sin or any corruption. Even Jesus says concerning the prince of this world that he had nothing, no legal rights. Do you understand that? For you Satanists and Luciferians and others, you know that there are legal rights all over you. You've given some of those over. In the creation of chosen ones, the technology or the concept of stealing the will, the soul, I mean, they understand how it works. That's why there's the constant use of rituals that bring a dirtying, a moral dirtying to the human construct, which lends itself to being a topon, a legal doorway, a right. They know how to do this. But God knows how to undo this even more. Where sin abounds, the Word of God says, grace much more. What happened at the cross can unravel, undo, destroy, and defeat anything that the fallen cherub has done or will do. In this moment of time, a divine appointment, God may be gripping you. Get out now while you can. For believers, you need to know what time it is on the prophetic clock. The frog in the kettle approach of counterfeit miracle signs, wonders, doctrines, false Christ, prophets, and teachers has been going on for some time. Next on the big prophetic clock is the coming great revolt or rebellion. Undergrounders call it the Black Awakening, in which those whom Satan has been creating in the night, in the darkness, in the supernaturally empowered secrecy, the terrors by night, the manifestation of incredible dark powers underneath the surface. Millions, if not billions, feel the rumbling, sense it in the air, but cannot detect it nor look under the carpet to see. God has given prophetic intelligence, heads up, insight. There is nothing that the fallen cherub can do. There is no secret place they can be that he does not see. God has the power to break in with a supernatural hole into the substructure. Any of it. And so when God reveals places and people and events and things, when God begins to reveal the Word of God and bring to light prophetic revelation that deals with the fulfillment of the satanic agenda. See, many Christians understand the nature of Satan, the origin of Satan, and maybe even some of the methodology. But I'm convinced that right now, most do not know that there is an aggressive agenda, a mission, that it is sequential, and that the coming great chaos anarchy, which will only occur to bring about the apocalypse, the unveiling of what's already there. He's already behind the curtain, but the idea of the apocalypse of Anthroposanamos is that which is already here will then be manifest, revealed physically to the world. So again, I say that I believe that the Antichrist is here, though now, right now, hidden. The great chaos must occur to be the doorway to the apocalypse of the man of sin, the man of lawlessness, Antichrist, the beast. Now that's where we want to get into the issue of his existence right now and his birth. If you understand anything at all in biblical revelation, then please understand, especially if you look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Satan seeks people to worship him. Satan seeks to be represented as God. Satan seeks to be a counterfeit God, counterfeit Christ, counterfeit angelic presence. He brings counterfeit doctrine, didake, of demons. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we are told that the rise of the Antichrist will come in accordance with the work, Greek word, supernatural operative work of Satan himself. And there will be counterfeit, pseudo, signs, wonders, and miracles. You've got to understand that everything from beginning to end in the satanic kingdom involves counterfeit. Counterfeit. To try to become God, counterfeit. Represent himself as God, counterfeit. To demonstrate powers, counterfeit. To work in a hierarchy, to rule and to reign, counterfeit. To bring about didache, Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, counterfeit teaching. Counterfeit inspiration. Counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. The ability to counterfeit every spiritual gift, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecies, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, miracles, all across the board. There are satanic enablements. The signs, wonders, and miracles that the living Lord Jesus Christ did 2,000 years ago, recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all of which can and will be counterfeited. The more of this counterfeit sign, wonder, and miracle, the more of the counterfeit inspired writings, the more of counterfeit giftings and workings that you see on a global scale, the closer we are to the next step, which is the great revolt or rebellion inseparably connected to the apocalypse of Anthropos Anamos, the man of lawlessness, anti-God, anti, well, anything of God. And, of course, the people of God. For the occultists out there, you understand, and many of those who are believers now understand the concept of the transference of demons. Now, we can all look at Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, and see that a man was totally inundated, taken over by demonic presence, desecrated in every single way. That's one form of complete and total possession, obviously, which Jesus was able to remedy in a moment in time. The demons knew. They knew judgment is also coming. How did the man get the demons inside? We're not told. But we understand the laws of engagement involve that there is a need or right even when it comes to familiar or generational spirits. That is, demonic presence inside grandmothers, grandfathers, fathers, mothers, generational lines that have opened up to the demonic side. The demons claim rights to the next generation, to the next generation, to the bloodline. It is without question that they would hover around any fleck, any dot of remaining Nephilim blood genetics that has come down the pike. Now, we've never been told biblically that the Nephilim on this side of the flood have been annihilated. The assumption would be that the blood of Nephilim continues. Underground Luciferians and Satanists, Brotherhooders, and all those clearly understand the concepts of transference. There are rituals that when a high priest or grandfather lead Satanist or Luciferian, who has many demons that he's acquired over the years, is ready to physically die, then there is a transference of that presence and power to the next generation, a chosen one that would then take his place. This concept has come about in the creation of hundreds of thousands to the point of 4, 5, 6, some say up to 10 million chosen ones, where everything has been arranged when it comes to their birth, the conception, the development in the womb, the actual birth, the development from childhood up, is all shrouded in supernatural satanic secrecy, of course. But nonetheless, in real supernatural experiences, where demons are transferred, demons are attached, demons possess, and demons are given again and again and again. Transference is clear. Now, undergrounders, and I'm going to simply tell you the story of one of them that told me, a sub-personality deeply versed in the knowledge of conception, in the knowledge of human to human, and the moment of conception, the arrival of a human spirit, that it generates the human physical life, the living life there. They understand the concepts of transgenics. They understand the concepts of trying to take pieces, slices of animal genes or plant, and somehow transmute, and place them in the idea of enhanced humanity. They haven't been able to deal with the death gene. Death is an operating presence in fallen humanity. Take a look at Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. You'll understand that there is a direct connection between satanic presence and death. You'll understand that there's someone that cared about that loved humanity and Since the children have flesh and blood, he too, God, shared in our humanity to bring destruction. Death in the sight of God, 1 Corinthians 15, is an enemy. The wages of sin is included in the bringing of death. Please understand that there are rituals that are done in the creation of chosen ones. Babylon working babies. If you understand that Nephilim are the crossbreeds between demons and humans, if you understand that God came into human flesh, spirit to human, instantaneous conception, Emmanuel, in that split moment in time in human flesh began. Dwelt for a while among us in human flesh. Read John 17. Father, return to me the glory I had with you before the creation of the world. The eternal God in human flesh returns. He's coming again, of course, even Satanists, Luciferians, your demons know that. And may I propose to you to understand or to at least look into the fact that since Satan knows prophecy so well, and there is a coming of Christ, a coming judgment, a coming chaining of Satan for 1,000 years, a coming great white throne judgment, that everything that Satan is doing right now is to guide the world, and the end game is R1919. The greatest, largest, most advanced, and most supernaturally empowered military structure in human history. Guided by the release of demonic powers out of the mouth of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet, the globalized kings, political, military leaders of the earth will be supernaturally guided to the great day of God Almighty, to Armageddon. Armageddon is not man fighting against man. In the future that God has already unveiled, actual future, all contingencies included, on the field, this super soldier, super military, with the most spiritually empowered crossbreed outside of Christ in human history guiding them. Aiming their weapons into the sky, this will be the third attempt of the fallen cherub using all the forces he can to annihilate Christ and stop the fulfillment of the prophecies given by the Spirit of God. Luciferians and Satanists and chosen ones, those of you in the military, those who have worked in secret labs developing planetary defense weapons, you are on the way to develop the weapons that will be used in Armageddon. Psychiatrists and psychologists hired by the CIA around the world, among the Russians, in Europe, in other parts of the world, a master race that was initiated back in the 30s. Lebensborn and the 400,000 to 800,000 genetically birthed babies that were meant to be godmen, pure Aryan, pure bloods. In the end of the 30s and 40s, they were spread all over the world, but the project continued, and they also had offspring, and Many of you chosen ones listening right now know that your blood goes back. You understand Aryan blood. You believe that and know that deep within you. The splitting of your human personality in the core of your being is all about the destruction of your free and unilateral will. A finite, sovereign ability to be free. It's all about control on the one hand, transmutation of the human core on the other, and the implantation, creation, of a Babylon working baby, of a super soldier. The development of sub-personalities with the imposition of satanic will programming. The transference of and clothing of deep and powerful satanic presence and power, demons. The training, the putting in, the coding, and the burying, and the known call that is going to come, that is going to activate sub-personalities and their separate abilities and their separate demonic empowerments will merge together on the inside. All of the programming and all of the pieces come together. All of the empowerment comes to the surface. And the most fierce, demonically charged, programmed, transmuted human, almost on the level of Nephilim, will show themselves to the world. They will bring hell on earth. They will bring chaos, destruction. They will go after their targets. They will slaughter. They will shed blood. The Black Awakening, the great chaos that levels the political, the economic, social, power grids, food chain, everything, communications. Millions will die in this slaughter. The powers behind this great chaos will come wave after wave after wave, kind of an inverted Pentecost globally that will unleash satanic super soldiers who prepare and know they are preparing the way for their man, a Führer, a world leader, a Mahdi. The great chaos itself is going to be like a blood ritual that only opens the door broader and wider for a literal spiritual soaking, manifestation of demonic presence that will be unprecedented in human history. Revelation 18 reveals the pinnacle of that work, where demonic presence from head to toe, length, width, depth, height, society, politics, military, in the air, on the ground, saturated with demonic presence. Christians, you understand the power of God in revivals, the power of God that falls. If you understand Pentecost, if you understand Acts chapter 4, and the power of God manifesting, shaking a building, sending out the believers to preach the gospel, if you understand that, please understand. There is a counterfeit to all of this. And it involves the coming of the Antichrist. Right now, at this moment in time, as I speak, it's all completely, supernaturally secret, but it's bulging at the seams. And prophetic revelation gives us the heads up, and we can see that this is that which the Word of God has spoken. Before the apocalypse of the Antichrist, he has to be here 30, Some think 40 or 50 years. Was he birthed in the 50s? Maybe the 40s. When the Amalantra working, Crowley's opening of the gates spiritually, the Babylon workings, what occurred in the 40s was some of the most massive transfer of demonic presence agenda from that side to this. When the Nazi regime was stopped, where did all the demons go? Where did all the powers go? Where did all the dream for world conquest, a thousand-year Reich, pagan worship, ousting of Christendom and Judaism, and a master race that would rule the world? Underground, it has begun to show its head. Scripture gives us the insight of the coming great rebellion that initiates the apocalypse of Antichrist. But if you step back from all of that, you must realize that, once again, and in my opinion and in the opinion of many others worldwide, Antichrist is alive. In political power, in some small way, see the book of Daniel. Obviously, among politicians, bankers, military men and women. Obviously, not sitting in a cave hidden somewhere, but where the wealth of the world is. Where the elite of the world is. Obviously, behind the scenes, in cloaked, undetectable, at least by fallen, unaided humanity, super secret supernatural power. Already at work, supernaturally operative. The creation of the super soldiers, the creation of destabilization, the unleashing of massive counterfeit supernatural alternative spirituality to suck in the masses and prepare them. Let me mention a few things concerning what I believe is the conception of Antichristu. Whether it occurred in the 40s, 50s, or 60s. Whether Father Malachi Martin in his book Windswept House was right or not concerning the conception of the Antichrist occurring deep within the Vatican in deep secrecy of a black satanic order. Whether the invocation, whether the celebration, whether the ritual. Please understand that everything that Satan does is counterfeit to what God has done, is doing, or will do. Just as there has been prophecy of the coming of Jesus Christ, 300 or more from the Old Testament to the New, prophecies that give complete picture, massive communication telling us of the coming of Christ. So I believe there is also counterfeit prophecy in the writings of Alice Bailey, guided by Cosmocrator or even Satan himself, in the externalization of the hierarchy. There is demonic didache, inspired writings that spell out an incremental plan for the New Age. The New Age itself is instigated, inspired by what 1 Timothy 4:1, the Spirit of God says, planos, imposter, supernatural seducing spirits would guide in the development of writings that would come through individuals committed and would bring mass deception. In those writings and in the writings of those who were guided to write about the Mahdi among Islamic scholars and their discussions today, or the deep writings of a new Fuhrer, the belief in a world teacher, planos spirits all over the place have proposed, spoken, prophesied the coming of a world supernatural leader. And all the prophecies that would come from dark spirits would be prophecies of something good for humanity, prophecies of something spectacular, prophecies of something. Listen, even the undergrounders and brotherhooders, you all know this. Inside the coven meetings, inside those deep, dark meetings, spirits grant prophetic utterance in counterfeit to what God does, even in the body of Christ. Counterfeit supernatural words and supernatural languages, twilight language, where communications come referring to your agenda and the coming of the man. Somewhere in all of the world, in counterfeit to the Virgin Mary, was a woman prepared, bloodlined. You see, Mary was bloodlined in pure humanity all the way back to Adam. Somebody is the physical receptacle of the crossbreed, not of a fallen Planos spirit, Cosmocrator, or even a watcher. I believe now we're talking about Satan himself. If you know about the marriage to the beast that millions of chosen ones, girls specifically, have gone through at 6 and 13, the concept of Satan coming into the priest in a coven meeting, the spiritual raising of the demonic presence and powers, where it is said that Satan, then possessing a human being, has sexual relations with a 6-year-old and a 13-year-old, thus making them special, his bride, and transferring demonic presence and claiming them. I will say quickly, whatever Satan has done can be undone. Take a look at Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. Take a look at 1 John 3:8. May I say to you that there is a probably not virgin. There is a mother of the Antichrist on the human side. I believe without question that since everything in Scripture shows that Satan counterfeits every single thing that God has done, I believe this includes the conception. Underground Satanists, Luciferians, in the highest levels, they're geneticists, they're scientists. They would all agree. The concepts and deep occultism of searching for and bringing about a moonchild, a crossbreed, has gone on for, 60, 70 years in the literature, but more likely it has happened again and again throughout all of history. If you traced Nephilim generational blood, the ziggurats, the mass sacrificing of humans, and the opening of doors of gateways, topon, doorways. Yes, God brought great judgment to that massive transmutation, that massive sin, crime, and mutation. We are talking about now, maybe 30, maybe 40, maybe 50, maybe even 60 years ago or so, that a conception occurred, spirit to human physical. Since it is not infinite God to the egg of finite human woman, we're dealing now with massive, massive, powerful being, the fallen cherub, but finite. Did he use the means of coming through someone else, like in the marriage to the beast ceremonies? Or was it direct? Was there manifestation? Was there copulation in the sense of manifestation? Nevertheless, Antichrist is Satan in human flesh. Not an angel in human flesh. A fallen angel. But the once anointed cherub, now the fallen one, the dragon, in the genetics. Now, again, chosen ones have explained to me that when they are created, and they are all over the place right now, whether you believe it or not, this is what they have explained to me, that there are preconception rituals, both with the physical male and the female being dedicated. There are timelines. There are ritual, you know, dates. There is alignments. There is primarily the concept of pure blood that has been building up over the last couple of generations. The possibility of demonic presence in the genetics, let alone in the possession sense. Demons summoned and present in the copulation. Demonic presence saturating up to the moment of conception. They tell me that the belief is that the moment of conception is where there is a killing off of the human spirit, and it's pure demonic spirit presence that generates the physical, where dissociation and splitting has already occurred. When the birth of the child comes forth, the continuation of a chosen one. Demonization while the baby is in the womb. Rituals are done. At birth, celebration and rituals are done. At three, all along the way, rituals are done. So that those who are coming out of satanic ritual abuse, and some say over 4 million cases, which others would say there's another 4 or 5 million intact. That means they are still under the total power and plan of the Antichrist and of the satanic development of warriors, servants. Just as I believe there was God-given prophecies about Messiah, a virgin that would bear the Messiah, the Holy Spirit directly causing the conception, the birth, the conception, the coming of Christ, all had angelic announcements and presence. I believe that there are prophecies in the New Age and other parts of deep occultism that refer to the coming of a world leader. That there would have been a woman and a direct fallen cherub to human woman caused conception. And that the development of the Antichrist would have been that he was lying not in a manger, highly celebrated by the Luciferians. What if it did occur in St. Paul's in the Vatican? Where is he now? Operating, living, breathing, eating throughout Europe, around the world, maybe been seen on television somewhere, someplace. But the apocalypse will not occur until the resistance, or the one that brings a resisting to the bulging force of the secret power of lawlessness, is removed. When that occurs, without question, you've got to understand that the Antichrist is involved in all of the globalism, all of the plot, all of everything. You're talking about the most supernaturally endued crossbreed in human history, outside of the incarnation of Christ. Living in deep secrecy, he's no doubt shook hands with many politicians, the rituals being done to influence the political and military systems, guiding politicians to believe in and speak about globalism, a coming one world order, a political system, a religious system, and military system from beginning to end, so absolutely saturated in dark powers that it's unprecedented. The development continues. Luciferians and Brotherhood everywhere, and covens, and I believe by the hundreds of thousands worldwide at this point. Small groups, larger meetings. Demons are summoned to continue the agenda, just as Christians pray for the advance of the kingdom of God and pray for the power of God to come on churches and pray for revivals and pray for the manifestation of God in the development of the mission of Christ worldwide. So underground, hidden for now, covens and groups and Luciferians summon the powers to receive for themselves, summon the powers to hear and be guided, summon the powers to release, like at Bohemian Grove, onto political leaders, media moguls, wealthy individuals, and military leaders. There is a supernatural guiding of the world, and there's someone who's sitting in the 13th chair that the real Luciferians know and talk about. Born Satan in human flesh. Empowered as no one in human history. God has given revelation to us already that as the world continues to slam and shut the door on the heart and the face of God and open the door, it has become a global Judas project. An Akeldama, the field of blood, the rivers of blood underground. Like in the days of Manasseh, from one end of a nation to the other, innocent blood being shed. The arrival, the apocalypse of the Antichrist will bring about the greatest destruction of humanity, the greatest destruction of the earth, the greatest destruction to nations that has ever or will ever occur in human history. From beginning to end, deception always leads to destruction. If you're bathed in the dark powers, I pray in the name of Jesus and by His blood that the God of heaven's presence and power will strike you and pull you up out of the darkness. Turn to the living Christ, whosoever calls on the name of Jesus. The demons know and tremble at that name. Satan knows that name, Jesu Christu. He is God forevermore. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was, is, and is to come. God's mission in the destruction of evil will culminate in the visible apocalypse of Jesus Christ out of the heavens. Right now, my friends, Satan is furious, passionate, filled with revenge and anger to accomplish his goal, leveling the world, seducing the world, drawing the world into a globalism where he can amass the greatest amount of human fodder in human history. He will bring planetary defense weapons, the most advanced in human history, combined with every single satanic power possible manifesting through those super soldiers and military. One reason, my friends. One simple reason for the Antichrist, globalism, for you Luciferians and Satanists, for the New Age movement, for the chosen ones. R1919. Let me ask you a question. Have you Luciferians, real ones, even those who have gripped the light level 1st Earth Battalion New Age training, have you read Revelation 19:20? Hope that you will email me. This is Rust Izdar, shatterthedarkness.net, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net.